No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. Podcast FC. And no one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcast FC.
Okay, so should we start?
Hang on. Okay.
I just want the mic to be closer to me so that it picks up more so what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is Chris James, the head host of PodCaps, and I am joined by the little guy. What's your name?
I'm John Cullen. And
Little John.
Again, we're the same.
Little John, though.
We're the same.
Remember? Do you remember him? Little
from
John?
From Robin Hood?
You're such a fucking nerd.
Well, I mean, that is Robin Hood's sidekick, isn't it?
No, Lil Jon.
Oh, Lil Jon, like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Come well, on. You got to say Lil.
I did. I said it afterwards.
You said Lil the first time.
Yeah, but because I just assumed that the Robin Hood fucking guy wasn't in play. So I thought that I could just say Lil Jon and I didn't have to really enunciate.
Right.
All right, anyways, so this is a Whitecaps podcast. If you listen, you know how upset I am right away at that, because that was actually probably the loudest thing that's ever, and it was edited out so you didn't hear it, but it was John saying yeah, and it was the loudest thing that's ever happened on this podcast and in this apartment. So thanks,
really?
John.
Yes, loudest in this whole apartment ever.
Yes, breaking records every day, John. Congratulations. Oh,
thank you. I feel proud of that.
And putting me into a bad mood. Now, otherwise, I was in a really good mood because, nothing to bring our spirits down in Whitecaps land, he said sarcastically, clearly alluding to the incident that happened in Atlanta where Kendall Watson was shown a red card 10 minutes in and it ruined his match watching experience. John, where did you watch the game? Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched the game.
Okay.
It was my dad's 60th birthday party this weekend, and we went to Boston Pizza for dinner. And
you went to Boston, sorry? Pizza.
Yeah, I went to Boston Pizza, and they actually had the game on a projector with the sound on.
Wow.
So it was pretty sweet. I didn't know that they would do that, but
that's very, very cool, actually. Yeah. Which Boston Pizza are we
talking?
The
one in White Rock.
Huh. Yeah. And that's in White Rock, Surrey area.
Yeah.
Very cool. Is that where your parents live?
They do, yeah.
Cool. And so you made the trip out there.
Made the trip out for my dad's birthday, and yeah.
I thought you were like, I read the in the text chat really quickly. I didn't really take it in when you're like, oh, I can't watch the game anywhere because of something. And I thought it was some lame ass birthday party. But it's your dad's.
Yeah, my dad's 60th.
60th birthday. Yeah. I mean, that's would be crazy if you didn't go to yeah, that.
Exactly.
So that's cool. So you had a good time?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we surprised him with one of his friends from Saskatchewan came out to visit, and my dad didn't know, so that was cool, and had a good time with the fam, my nephew.
Oh, and so did you, and that's cool that you got to just probably just sit down and hang out after about 10 minutes into the match. It didn't disrupt
yeah,
the
exactly.
evening too
yeah.
much.
Yeah,
because
as soon as Joseph Martinez converted the penalty, I was like, well,
oh, I guess everyone gets to go home.
Can just turn this off now. And that was a nationally televised game too, so it's always good that the referees are, you know, taking that into consideration when they've got
Ishmael Elfath.
Yeah, he's
is that his name?
Yep, he's yeah. a real piece of shit, that guy.
Yeah, I don't know too much about him. I understand people say that. Yeah, I don't know. He seems all right to me. Seems like a pretty good ref to me. But anyways, that's just me. We'll get more to that a little bit later on.
Sure, yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about the lineup. So what did you think? First off, there was a...
weird lineup.
It was, yeah, a classic Robbo ball. It was going to be really tough on us to score and possess the ball before going down to 10 men. But it is clearly set up to try to do what the Whitecaps do, and that's defend and then counterattack. And they had five at the back for the first time, right, this
year?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, he had Davies officially as a wing back.
Mm-hmm. Which changed really quickly, so we didn't really to see too much of it, although in the limited time, he looked decent in that position.
Yeah, he's a good tackler. I mean, we talked about looking at the stats. He had the most tackles on the team, I think.
Yeah, he did. Well, him along with Aha.
I thought Aha had an okay game.
Yeah, Aha looked good. I liked... Yeah. I definitely like the way that he plays. He looks mobile. He looks like he moves the ball fairly well. He looks super athletic. He's tall, right? He's a big guy. I like him. I like... And Mond, you know, that's unfortunate, that own goal. To be honest with you, it's going to be a goal if he doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if he doesn't do something. So I didn't think he... I mean, it's tough to really rate anyone's performance because it was such an anomaly.
Yeah, you lose your best player 4 minutes into the game. I mean, we say 10 minutes, but it was actually 4 minutes, and then we had to sit through 6 minutes of VAR.
I mean, I think it wasn't actually 4 minutes, was it?
Yeah, 4 or 5, I think.
Really? Oh, hey.
Because they resumed the game at 10.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was like at least 4 minutes of VAR.
Sorry, my cat just came and sat on my lap as if like nothing's going on. Just like nothing, doesn't even realize something's going on around her.
Maybe she thinks it's an episode of Podcats.
Never took off.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go deep on that one.
Well, to be honest with you, sometimes I just get an idea like that and I'll say that, but I do other stuff, like my channel and everything, that really takes precedent over even this.
Right.
I don't really care about this very much. Neither does anybody else.
No, me neither. But you said, well, what I heard there was like you just like have very limited follow through
on your
ideas. Like when you have an idea, you don't really...
Other than my channel, I do that regularly.
Right.
And that's actually, I've discussed it. That's why I set that up, because initially it was just meant to, it doesn't have a structure to it. I can put whatever I want on there. So if I change up what I want to do, then I could just start putting sketches on and start doing this on there and do one short film one day and just have it be, you know, some eclectic area where I could just be creative.
And you think you'd do a short film? I mean, that would require you to do work.
I edit the entire YouTube thing. It takes 20 hours, and I do it every single week. And
does it? It takes 20 hours, eh?
Of course it does. You know that it's actually a lot of work. I mean, start to finish, like making all the calls.
How much do you get paid for it?
Well, right now I'm just actually building the channel up.
Oh, okay. So zero.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, if we're going to get into that, so John, what did you ask me to do before we turn the microphones on? People, you'll get, you guys in the microphone listening, you're going to get a kick out of this. John, what did you tell me?
Well, you got in some fights this weekend with some Atlanta United supporters
The
Podcaps account.
But I should explain, and as I said before... This is in my defense.
I'm not mad at you.
I know, but I'm just saying to the people in the microphone.
I mean, it sounds a little defensive. I mean, I'm not even mad.
Yeah, but I want them to know that I was not looking for fights. Right. I wasn't online like, hey, let's go pick fights. What happened was MLS retweeted Atlanta United saying, like, after VAR, it was a red card and a penalty. And I just saw it was the most recent tweet from MLS. And I replied to it just saying, like, oh, that's bullshit, you know, and not realizing it was from the Atlanta account. And so all these Atlanta fans started replying to me and saying that, you know, all these things, calling Waston a thug and all of these weird racial undertones to their thing. It was really quite strange. And what they would do was they would start, like, I would start really... just really making fun of one of the guys.
Yeah.
And then they would start tagging their other Atlanta United supporter friends in the tweets to get them to start tweeting at me. So I was getting very little support from anyone other than the guy who used to be Hugh Bolaños.
Oh, yeah.
He was offering up some support. But mostly I was on my own, just angrily tweeting after the 10th minute.
Right.
At these guys. And so anyways, John, what did you ask me to do?
So I just, because of my regular job, it's not really a good look for me.
And what's your regular job? Piss bucket, slot teacher. Buckets.
And
doesn't it involve, hang on, I heard on a radio, I was listening to the radio and I heard, or on some audio thing that I was listening to, that you do work cleaning piss and slop buckets. What do you
heard that on the radio? You heard that
I said on an audio thing, something I was listening to.
An audio thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know, is that true? Like, I, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have believed it if I just heard it once.
Right, but I heard, but if it, you keep saying it every episode, then maybe it'll come true. Yeah, no, were you listening to our own show?
Yes, I do listen to that exclusively. I listen to podcasts.
That makes sense. So yes, I'm a teacher, so it's
episode
not really...
12 is good.
It's not really a great look for me to be... If people think that I was the one doing all of those tweets where you were, like, personally insulting people. And
How was I? What was I saying?
Well, I mean, you had some choice words for some of them.
What did I say that was, what it would have you, would you consider to be,
I'm
like...
I'm pretty sure you called someone a fucking geek. I'm pretty sure
Yeah. Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Well.
That's pretty, I would say that's, like, as far as insults go, like, it doesn't target anything about somebody.
Yeah, but you said fuck, though.
Oh, the F word.
Yeah.
Do you not swear on your Twitter?
No, never. You never notice that? What?
I didn't notice that, and that's awesome. Okay, so I didn't realize that. Just, it makes me laugh because of RGS. That's why it makes me laugh. That's why I consider the subject matter of RGS.
Right. And oh, yeah, so, no, I know.
And so it makes me laugh. That's why. So, but yeah, no, it makes sense because... That's much more public and easily accessible.
What, real good?
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Yeah,
I'm saying
exactly.
Twitter.
Yeah,
so people
real good,
just...
you actually have to sit down
and
listen to an episode and know what it is. And
yeah, and then which people very easily could.
They could.
And do you think you would be in trouble?
I don't know.
I wouldn't imagine...
I don't think so. I think the only thing, like I've thought about it before, I think the only thing that might happen is that like they would ask that the episodes be taken down or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I would get, like, suspended.
Because you've never probably said anything that... You've probably not said anything that would get you in trouble. Like, Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
Has.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But then
I try to watch what I say a little bit. And also just, like... Yeah, it's not like I'm in school, like, advertising that I do this thing or whatever. You know, it's like...
But...
It is pretty popular, though.
Yeah, like, Jesse Farrar talks about how his wife, she's a high school teacher... And she's right. Like, her some of her students know when their gaming stream goes live, you know? And, right. Like, they think it's cool that, like, you know, Jesse, like, yeah. So it can happen, you know?
Yes.
It's like crossover,
oh, sure.
With young people,
oh, totally.
Who like that sort of,
for
right,
sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyway, I just didn't want people to see online and think that, like, oh, this guy's arguing and he's, like, supposed to be a teacher and whatever. So I just asked that you change the Twitter bio.
Yeah, it changes. And John,
to say that,
and
the
last thing John
you
said
unless
there,
I signed them.
The last thing he said there, because he put his arm in front of his mouth for some reason.
Oh, I was itching my shoulder,
he
sorry.
He was just covering it up, the most important part of the sentence. Can you say it again?
Sorry, I just, what the part about the bio?
Yeah, you asked me to change
the bio. Yeah, I asked you to change the Twitter bio to say all the tweets are from you unless I sign them.
Yeah. So it's kind of like Barack Obama president sort of thing, right? Where all tweets... assigned by John, otherwise just by some person who's actually in charge of the podcast and everyone assumes is tweeting from the Twitter account anyways. All right, so we got a little bit off track there.
We did.
Because of our online stuff. Speaking of which, I had to take down my friggin'... Anyways, let's not get into that. Okay, so... our lineup, five across the back, Davies on the left, and Nowitzki on the right. Again, didn't get to see much of the formation, but we'll talk about the players starting anyways. Aha, Mond, and Waston, which looks to be our three primary center backs that we're going to be using until we pick someone else up.
Or Henry.
But he hasn't...
But Henry and Mond maybe would be the...
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying it seems to me then, just based on the way the season's starting, that he's going to favor those three over
if he's playing
Henry.
A five. I think at home, I think this weekend he'll switch back to four.
Yes.
I think.
I think at home they'll play four. That's how I feel for sure. And I think probably, Waston will be out. So it'll probably be Mond and Aha.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Most likely.
Well, we have no one else, really.
But then if you're playing four at the... You know what? He might play five. just because of the left back situation, yeah, unless Marcel De Jong is back. Better.
Or he wants to start Brett Levi, but I don't think...
I don't think he does. So yeah, he might be forced into that five just if he's not fit, De Jong.
Do you think there would be a situation where he'd swap Nowitzki to the left and put Juarez at right back?
I don't know how Nowitzki plays on the left.
I don't either.
I don't think it's definitely doesn't play to his strength because his right-footed crossing is his strength, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be the case. I think Russell dropping back and playing left back, that's more likely.
Yeah, you're right.
But
because he has played Russell there before.
Yeah.
Or even Breck. Maybe,
honestly, but he dropped Davies back there and put Breck. Oh, if he was going to do it, he would have done it in that situation there when De Jong went out. So yeah, I would say honestly, in my opinion, if De Jong is not fit, he'll play five at the back. Although,
actually, who's going to be the third? Yeah, center
exactly.
Back?
Donnell Henry. It's a really
well. He's hurt still, isn't he?
Oh man. Okay, so really handcuffed with personnel for the next match.
I feel like we have defensively. One other center back.
See, this is the issue, and this was always going to be the problem, it's even the before the issue. Injuries. It's the depth.
I feel like we have another center back that we're just missing for some reason.
David Edgar, but he's not been signed.
They decided not to sign.
So
I feel like he's so gone. Like
they must have someone that they're targeting.
Must
in the summer.
Because they,
Martinago
was tweeting about how like they officially like let Edgar go, which is bizarre to me. Unless he's just like completely not fit, like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Unless he never regained.
Yeah, just never. Fit, yeah. Because yeah, like who do
no,
you?
No, we play? Don't have another another person in the back.
Sean Franklin.
He's a right back.
Yeah, can he play center back?
See, we're tremendously thin at the back.
I know. And that's the one fact thing that you have to look it up online.
Yeah, that's the one thing that Tim Parker, I mean, it was great to get the TAM in return and to get Felipe, who I think is going to be good. And I like the depth that he brings to the center of the park. But yeah, definitely left us thin at the back.
The only other center back, well, I don't even think he's a center back, is Justin Fittis. They're super draft
don't
pick from this year.
Talk to me about playing Justin Fittis.
I'm just saying.
Don't look at me with a straight face and act like we're gonna be okay playing Justin.
I'm not
Fittis.
Saying we're gonna play okay. him. I'm just saying that is like that's our depth. I'm more pointing out that that's our center back.
Yeah.
Depth. If he wants to play three center backs, like I think he has to go four at the back.
Yeah, I think he has to go four at the back. So then
yeah, Aha and Mond. And then Nowitzki, and then probably, I think Tybert, probably.
I think it's Tybert.
I think you're right on that.
Yeah, I think it's probably Tybert. Then
unless he wants to play Levi, I don't know what.
And unless De Jong is...
Or if De Jong's healthy.
So yeah, some questions about that. So who played in the center? Let's talk about where they... So they lined up with those five at the back.
Yeah.
And then
Juarez in the holding.
Juarez in the holding, who had a terrible game, but everyone, I mean...
Yeah, what do you
He
do?
Lost his cool. I thought he was going to get red carded for sure as the game was going on. He looked at sure red card, and I was surprised he didn't get taken off earlier. Did he eventually even get taken off?
I don't remember.
Let's see, or we're looking at it right now, aren't we? Yeah, he did. He got taken off in the 66th minute.
That's a couple games. He looks pretty aggressive. Like, I feel like he's going to have to adjust a little bit to the MLS style. Kind of similar to Waston's first year. Like, he just looks like he's going in hard on tackles, and he looks like a candidate to pick up some cards.
Definitely. I think that...
Well, he's already got two yellows out of three matches.
Yeah, so. I think that he... I think he's shown, like I say, he had a couple of brilliant passes. That one game, that ball over the top to Teixeira was brilliant, and he looks like he can distribute the ball, but it has some, the aggressiveness, and then also just his mobility doesn't seem to be the best. So him and the whole, and then Much and Felipe, right? That's who played. Interesting.
And Teixeira.
No, Teixeira did
Much
not
and
play.
Felipe... And Blondell, that's it?
Yeah, no. There'd be let's think about it. So it's a...
Breck didn't start, did he?
No, Breck, well, let's
Breck
see.
Breck came off the bench. Who are we missing? Reyna didn't play. Felipe, Much.
That's it. So I guess it's five at the back, and then
Juarez, Felipe, that's still only nine.
Yeah, who's the person that we're not even remembering played?
Oh, Mosquita. That's why we're, that's why we're not remembering.
That's why we're not remembering, because for one, I hate him. And yeah. I just don't think he's that good.
He's not.
I don't hate him. I shouldn't say that, because he has his
moments. He was good when we signed him 3 years ago, and now the league has gotten that much better.
He's one of those guys. Yeah, he's one of those guys.
The league passed him by.
Yeah, one of those guys for sure. But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, you like him. Like, he tries hard.
He was a halftime sub. Obviously, that had to do with formation a little bit.
But he was sub for bracket half.
Yeah, so they definitely had to change up formation at that
point. So they were playing Juarez in the holding, and then Felipe and Much in the middle of the park, and then Mosquito was number 10.
Was playing just in behind.
Just been in behind Blundell.
But, I mean, where was he playing?
Yeah, exactly. Didn't even touch the ball.
But, yeah, so anyways, the game starts, and I'll talk to you a little bit about my day. Maybe we should do Manchester Minutes.
You want to do it right now?
Well, because I'm just going to say earlier, before that in the day,
okay,
I watched the freaking Manchester United FA Cup.
Okay.
All right. Ready? EPL Minute. All right. So Manchester United, devastating loss to Sevilla in the Champions League. Really horrible. Didn't show up. Horrible. And you're not supposed to talk in the Manchester Minutes. Alexis Sanchez really has not fit in, really has struggled, starting to feel it now. Didn't even play in the FA Cup, was on the bench, never came in. But yeah, they really needed to bounce back and win that quarterfinal, and they did against Brighton Hove Albion. It was really Nemanja Matic who had the match, was the man of the match by a long shot, set up the goal.
Matic?
Yeah, but still don't talk. Beautiful ball, first time cross.
Oh, Nemanja Matic of the Matic.
Seriously, do not talk. And across to Lukaku, goal scoring genius, beautiful goal, headed into the back of the net. And then Nemanja Matic off of a free kick from Ashley Young, who's brought on as a sub for Luke Shaw, who unfortunately didn't look great. And that's too bad, because I love Luke Shaw. But he headed in a goal of his own. One goal, one assist, man of the match. They're on to the semifinals now in the FA Cup, and they need to win this competition. Bye.
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Don't say pretty good when you know it's very good. Well, I'm in under the line. I'm ill-prepared. Didn't write any of that down. That's all off the top of my head. But anyways, that's your Manchester Minutes. And, oh, no, Manchester Minutes. Did I call it Manchester
Minute? You did. It's the EPL Minute.
Oh.
But we all know that it's the...
It really is. That's going to hurt my case. That's going to hurt my case for it being an EPL Minute.
It's not an EPL Minute.
No, but it's... No, but that's the key, John. It is. I just never get to the other EPL stuff.
Well...
I start off with Manchester United, and it takes up the minute. And I can't help that. I have stuff to say about every single match of the weekend.
Right.
So anyways, but that is going to hurt my case that it I did just refer to as Manchester Minutes.
Hang How on. Did Leighton Orient do this weekend?
EPL Minute, just for editing purposes.
Oh, so you're going to go back and put that in there.
You got
it. I mean, you said Manchester Minute like four times, so that's
EPL gonna... Minute, EPL Minute, EPL Minute, EPL Minute. All right, and it's all fixed. All right, so how did who? Leighton Orient?
Yeah, you said you know something about every match.
So. No. In the Premiership.
Oh.
And also it was FA Cup weekend, and they've been eliminated from FA Cup sixth round. They lost to Millwall. Made it up, but you believed it.
I did not believe it. The sixth round is like the quarterfinal.
Yeah,
isn't
you're
it?
Right, actually. And that's crazy. Anyways.
I don't even know if they're still like in. I just remember when I was playing like a FIFA season in like FIFA 06.
Hang on, are you trying to lead me into
we're not going to talk about your
are you trying to lead me in okay.
No, I'm not.
Let's
I do remember playing against Leighton Orient when I was Rushton and Diamonds.
What's Rushton and Diamonds?
That's also a team in the low levels.
You picked them because of the cool name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. That's actually a very cool name. Right? It was so cool that I thought you made it up. It was like that you gave yourself.
No, it's a real team.
Name.
I can't remember why they're called that, but it's. But yeah, I think it's like there's something to do with.
But anyways,
maybe diamond mining or something.
But we do know why John brought that up, and that was to get me going on FIFA.
No,
the journey.
It was not the journey.
That's awesome, because I'm going to put in the audio and it's going to have you in there saying, no, it's not, like me trying to stop me from doing Thief of the Journey. But let's talk about it. I definitely played.
They're gone now. Now they're AFC Rushton and Diamonds.
And the music bed is playing underneath right now, John, and this is the FIFA The Journey where I talk about my FIFA journey. And I do have a lot to talk about because I definitely have been playing matches, John, and I have been playing and I definitely paid all of my stuff on my Xbox Live. And so I've been able to play all my matches. And so I'll tell you all about them. I played a five back, scored a goal with Kai Kamara. And I played a bunch of matches. And it's not expensive for Xbox Live, the membership.
It's not?
No, it's easy to keep up with that bill, and I kept up with it, and there's no way you can't check that, can you? Like,
how much Xbox Live is?
No, I'm saying somebody else couldn't check and see if my account is active.
Well, is your account not active? Are you trying to tell me something?
No. Shh.
Xbox, but it feels like you could just add you as a friend and see if you're active on Xbox Live or not. Wouldn't there be like an icon beside your name? Like they have
Xbox. So there's it's just a technical thing, everybody, and everyone's probably dealing with it. If you have Xbox Live, you probably are dealing with the same sort of an issue. And
no, I think they have money.
Tweet at them.
I think they pay for their subscription, so then they get it.
And that's the end of the FIFA The Journey for this week. So
we were a little bit surprised that Kai Kamara didn't even make the trip.
It's kind of concerning. I guess he took a knock, but I hope it's not a situation like, you know, he's older, obviously.
Yeah, 33 now.
And I hope it's not a situation where he's a sort of a part-time player where he's not coming on road trips with us. I don't feel like that's the case, but you know, where he's just a little bit banged up and needs a little bit of extra rest. And I hope that's not the case, because you need your DP and number one goal scorer to be with you all the time.
Did
you know what was his hamstring or something?
I don't know. I didn't even hear.
No, somebody said something. Said that they did. They
pick up a knock.
They tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
The Whitecaps did after the lineup was released and the subs were released. They replied to that tweet saying that he didn't travel, and somebody else as well. I forget. Somebody less important.
Justin Fittis.
Sean Franklin. No, he was there for sure. So Kai not starting means Blundell got a start, and it would have been nice to see what he could have done. Totally. You know,
in that scenario, you go down to 10. I mean, you're just, if you're the forward, you're just on an island the whole game.
I mean, the reason there's no point talking about the match other than Davies and how well Davies played.
Davies looked
great. And
I mean, said in our season preview that if Davies is a star and turns into a star, then that's the way that we might have a chance.
And he looks
and he looks like a star.
Without a doubt. I mean, he was a star. They say the rating on WhoScored, he has a 7.87. You look at the top ratings, it's all Atlanta players, and then he's in there at second or third.
Which is crazy when you lose a game 4-1 and he didn't factor in the goal.
Didn't factor in the goal, lost 4-1, and was still one of the highest rated. Yeah. And deservedly
so good on the ball.
That one run, run in that highlight pack, and it's really, it's one of those runs that you see on like a highlight pack of Ronaldo or Messi, like that level of run where he's holding off defenders, pushing them off with strength, taking it through like a number of people. Yeah, it was definitely world-class level He looks so much better than last year.
So much.
Stronger.
Looks bigger.
That's the big difference.
Yeah, he looks stronger.
His crossing overall, I think. His
passing needs work.
Is delivery a little bit.
He hits the crosses, especially if he's playing wing back. Maybe he'll develop that skill. But yeah. At the end of that really nice run he had in the first half, he just bombed the ball
totally.
Over the box. And you're like,
He doesn't. That seems to be what's missing from his game right now. Although, I mean, the one to Kai, that's what you're hoping for. Those whipping balls, he's got it in him. It seems his accuracy with his crossing seems off in his passing, but it's his control on the ball and his explosive pace is just like, it puts him in I think that to be 17 and to be, I think he's going to be a true star in the league this year.
Yeah.
More so than Tabla was, you know, of a standout than him, like bigger and stronger.
Tabla was good, but you never felt like he was a guy that you're like paying to see.
Yeah.
You know, he was just like a good player on a decent team.
Totally. I think Davies is going to be a real star and go to a big club and we're going to get to watch him play big, exciting footballs and maybe... And by the way, sorry I said footballs there. I got super excited moving on to the next sentence. But I don't want you to... I don't want people to just think that I say that in any way.
He does. When we hang out, he's like, I cannot wait to watch the footballs today. It's like a big thing. Also, you said, I like the part where you compared Davies to Ronaldo and Messi. Chris James, you heard it here first, thinks Davies is as good as Ronaldo and Messi.
I don't think he's as good. I think that run... shows that same quality where it's impossible to take the ball off of them. Right. And it's not just Ronaldo and Messi that have that. And there's other world-class players that are like that. But where they get the ball and they start running forward and it becomes impossible to take it off of them. And that's what I saw on that run, you know, where like the guys are literally hanging off of them. You know, he's right. Trying to foul them, do anything. And you just, there's no dispossessing them. And yeah, I think it's exciting.
It's definitely exciting
because sure.
Especially because our team is so boring. It's
so
sweet.
Boring, and I don't think we're ever going to get a chance to see a true world class player play here in their world. You know, like a Giovinco or even you know anybody at that level, an Almiron.
Yeah.
So how do you say his name? I don't know.
Almiron.
Almiron. But yeah, I don't think we'll get somebody like that. But I think we're getting to see one before.
Yeah.
Like, I think Davies is going to be at that level.
Yeah.
And we're getting a chance to see him, before, which is cool.
It is cool, yeah.
It's neat.
Well, and especially because he's so young and he's doing so well at such a young age, it's hard not to be excited for that and cheer for that, you know?
Let's see. I just got a text here from the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's an interesting little graphic.
Okay. We have some pretty bad statistics. It looks like the 2018 average shots. We're at 7.7. And 18.5 is the best from Dallas.
Yeah, it's not good.
But it'll be interesting to see how we line up. Hopefully Kai Kamara's back. Hopefully, that was the other person, sorry, who was out. It was De Jong, who they tweeted about,
of
who
course.
Said he wasn't traveling with the team. So hopefully they're back. And if they're back, we should talk. Jordan Mutch had...
I thought he was okay.
He was okay. He had a couple of glaring errors. One where he gave the ball away brutally in the middle of the park. And that was the one where Almiron really should have scored.
Should have scored, yeah.
Very easily. That was directly. He just a completely aimless pass to nowhere, just mishit it, no idea what he was even doing, even if he hit it well where it was trying to go. Just like I said afterwards, it made me understand why the Palace fans
were like, see ya. They wanted to barge him.
Because, yeah.
To them, Whitecaps, he may as well have come here on a barge.
You're right, exactly. And I get that because it was like, the type of, you can see that he makes those mental and physical errors that stand out, and that could cost you a goal. But he also showed
great ball to Hurtado,
amazing ball over the top, tremendous vision, great ball, and great goal from Hurtado.
Great goal. Is the same thing last year. He scored that really nice, like when he scores, it's almost always a nice goal.
He does score nice goals, and I mean, Yeah, so meaningless. That's the shitty part. Just such a damn meaningless goal.
A great ball over the top, great chest and head control to bring the ball down, outside foot finish.
Beautiful goal.
To make it 3-1.
To make it 3-1. Meaningless, But, hey, I don't... Hey, that's really, really good for us, honestly. I don't mind, because he's not going to be our starting striker.
No, get him some confidence.
And so I don't mind it at all if he's going to be the third striker, or if they're playing second. Yeah, you would assume he's the third. Yeah, but even maybe he's
fourth if you count Breck or Bernie.
But maybe he pushes Blondell a little bit, and he comes on every now and then and plays some minutes and scores a goal late. That's good. I think it's a good role for him, and he doesn't bother me in that role.
No, yeah.
He bothers me if you're counting on him as your number one, number nine out there.
That's a real problem.
So, yeah, so good goal from him. But, yeah, good ball from Mudge. And I think also he's not that tall, but he looks big out there.
Yeah.
And he plays really big.
Well, that's the EPL, right?
Totally. You know, plays really, really strong on the ball and looks, I think he's going to fit in well. And I think he's going to be good, especially when Gazelle comes back. I think they're going to play well together, I feel like.
I feel like our midfield depth is probably as good as it's ever been.
For sure.
When you factor in Felipe and Teixeira, Abini, Reyna, Gazal.
It's tremendous.
Mahrez, Much.
It's like tremendously deep. And
Davies, Breck.
And that's good. And
very good, yeah.
It's good to have competition because players have to play well or they know they won't play. And that's what you have in those big clubs and why it pushes the players to play very well. And sometimes maybe not so much Alexis Sanchez. But he's struggling to fit in, and I think he's going to...
He'll get there. That's how I feel with
Much. Don't go to your phone. This is not an EPL minutes. This is just...
Well, yeah, we already did it.
All right.
But Much, that's how I feel too. Like, I feel like some of the mistakes he's making, it just looks like a guy who hasn't played a whole lot of meaningful footballs in the last year and a half.
You say footballs there? Yeah, that's funny. That's good. but yeah, no, I thought Marinovic, I guess, didn't really...
Wasn't really at fault for the goals.
I don't think so, but that is tough for confidence of a keeper. Yeah, never good to give up four goals, and I don't think make any saves.
Yeah, I didn't really have any huge saves. I mean, he made some saves. Yeah, definitely. There was a couple where they kind of hit the ball like right at him.
Well, no, we've got four shots on target and four goals.
Oh, really?
For Atlanta.
I swore that there was like a couple where they kind of just like, maybe he was just intercepting passes.
And when you don't make a save.
Yeah, that's not great.
And
again, he didn't like, you can't. No, it wasn't really his fault, but from his
confidence, it's still not going to feel good that like, hey, what, you know, I did not
pull the ball out of the net four times.
That was the only times he touched
it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy. So hopefully they can bounce back. Like I said to you, I did find the phone number for the communications for podcasting and radio for the MLS, and I called his cell phone and I asked him if I would be able to talk to someone at MLS and ask them if they why they never discuss the refereeing, if they're like allowed to.
Or that'd be nice to have an exec on our show.
Yeah, to have an exec and say like, here's our feeling about this guy Elfath.
Yeah.
We feel like he's not great at reffing in general, but...
No, he's not.
We feel like he really seems to have a problem with our team.
That certainly seems true, yeah.
And so, could he never ref ever again, and could you send him and his family away on a barge to the middle of the ocean? It's how the interview would end.
Yeah, that's how it would end. That's how it would end for sure. Yeah, we're giving everyone a sneak preview.
Yes, exactly. So what else is up with you now that we're done talking about the White Caps?
Yeah, it was pretty depressing. Pretty depressing.
Oh, how much
this
time
week
did
when you're
make?
Just excited to we're done, but
oh no, you don't know that yet.
I do. I know how to convert the thousands into we're at like 39 minutes.
Wait, what do I want to do?
Yeah. We're at like it's like 39.
Yeah, that's wrong. Oh, Jesus Christ, he got it right on the money. That is eerie. 39.
We've done it enough times where we flip it over.
Yeah, well, you have on your other show too, right?
No, I don't do anything on my other show. I just show up and
talk. This is the same thing.
No, I know, but I can see the computer when we're recording, and you often have it in those like four second segments or whatever where it adds up.
And you remember?
Well, I just know that, like, once we get to, like, 1,000, it's, like, about 35 minutes.
But you remembered that information.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Well, what can I say? I just have a steel trap of a memory. So we've only got 20 seconds left before we hit 40, and then we can be done. Or did we say 45? Is that when we finish? Or 40? I mean, this match was just fucking...
No, it's 40 minutes, yeah. But it doesn't matter. I have
so depressing.
I also put in...
theme songs. Theme stuff. Songs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how long the episodes go.
Okay. Well, I thought we just tried to hit a minimum. You know?
Oh, we high died. Did you not? That's why... Yeah, it doesn't matter the minimums anymore.
Oh, okay.
No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. And no one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcast FC.